Today's scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Now is the day of salvation. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak to you as children. Open wide your hearts also. This is the word of God for the people of God. A reading from the Gospel, John chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. Love one another. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made you known to everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of Christ.
Shalom, everyone. There are interesting expressions of affections between two lovers. One of them is like this, quote, I want you to be with me only two times in my life, now and forever, unquote. Love you now and forever. What a beautiful expression it is. And you know what? God is also saying to you the same expression. God says, I love you now and forever. The Word of God, the Bible, the 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books, a total of 66 Bible books, is the primary source of our faith in God and of our life. If the core message of God for us through the Bible can be summarized in one sentence, it would be, I love you now and forever. Yes, God is speaking to you, each and every one of you. I love you now and forever. Everyone who is present this morning in the sanctuary, everyone who is watching online, everyone who is listening to the telephone, God says, I love you now and forever. We, as the children of God, are grateful to experience God's steadfast love, God's inclusive love, and God's unconditional love always. And we, as God's beloved children, who are created in the image of God, are called and expected to love God and to love people now and forever as well. So, God's ultimate living proof of loving us is revealed in Jesus Christ, who came to love us and to show us how to love one another. This morning's gospel passage, John 15:13 says, no one has greater love than this to lay down one's life for one's friends. Wow. Jesus gave his life to you and to me. He indeed gave his life to the whole world. You can see how much God loves you and your life. So, the highlight and essence of Jesus' message is to love one another. In the gospel reading this morning, Jesus proclaims in verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. But I appointed you to go and bear what? Fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. See, the fruit you are supposed to bear during your lifetime is love. The love that will last. We, Methodists, or you can call also Wesleyans, are on a lifetime ongoing journey of Christian perfection. According to the teaching of John Wesley, this journey compels us to keep loving God and to love loving people now and forever. Even though we cannot fully or perfectly love others as God does, we are to love during our doing our best. Even though we try to differentiate love with different categories of love, such as the romantic love or the brotherly love, all love comes from God's love. And this is, in this sense, we can safely say that loving God now and forever is the same as loving others now and forever. God's love, in Greek, agape, in English, and in actual Greek pronunciation is agape, has no boundaries or limitations. And we must practice this agape in our lives sincerely and faithfully. This is the Apostle Paul's point from 2 Corinthians text this morning, verses 11 and 12. Our heart is open, wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. Okay, let me explain what it means. When you love, you deserve to be loved in return, right? That is a general and normal expectation. However, Apostle Paul urges those Corinthians and all the past and future followers of Jesus that we must keep on loving everyone even though no one responds to your love. That is right. Keep on loving even when your love is not returned. How could that be possible? Because that's the way how God is loving you. That is the way how Jesus is loving you. God loves you now and forever. Honestly, We are the ones who always fail to respond to God's steadfast love, not God. We must remember that we are also commanded by God to love in the same way without setting any conditions or restrictions. If we stop loving someone, it is our own fault because we have failed to keep on loving by justifying our own restrictions. This is the point of Apostle Paul's words, open wide your heart. The late American writer Leo Buscaglia was a professor at the University of Southern California, USC, who developed an interesting course called Love. I'm not sure it was a Love 101 or a Love 1A, but and he published his first book based on his lectures. The book's title is Love, What Life is All About. In the book, he wrote, quote, "The perfect love would be one that gives all and expects nothing. For if one expects nothing and asks nothing, he can never be deceived or disappointed." Unquote. Exactly. Love someone now and forever, regardless that someone's response. This must be the same genuine love Paul lists as one of the Christian characteristics that can be powerful as the weapons of righteousness or the weapons of faith. Verse 6 says, "By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love." My brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone desires to be loved. Of course, you are already being loved by God and by many other people around you, including your family and your church family, right? I know during the pandemic, many of you were feeling lonely, anxious, frustrated, and even unloved, feeling unloved. Mainly because we were physically and socially apart and because of not enough in-person interactions among our loved ones, especially among our church family and friends. But now we are seeing the light. Yes. Welcome back, everyone. We give thanks to God for our in-person gathering, for our reunion. Wow. And for our new opportunities for loving people. God loves you now and forever, and so should we. In John 13:1, John shows you how much Jesus loved his own before departing from this world. It says, "Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Yes, we are also called to love our God and our neighbors to the end. God's voice, written in Revelation 22:13, assures us that we are forever loved by God. Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Just as Apostle Paul proclaims, "Now is the day of salvation. Now is the right time of loving and sharing of God's love with one another." I'd like to close my sermon with a poem by an unknown author. The title is "The Time Is Now." If you are ever going to love me now, while I can know the sweet and tender feelings which from true affections flow. Love me now, while I am living. Do not wait until I'm gone, and then have it chiseled in marble, sweet words on ice-cold stone. If you have tender thoughts of me, please tell me now. If you wait until I am sleeping, never to awaken, there will be death between us, and I won't hear you then. So, if you love me even a little bit, let me know it while I am living, so I can treasure it. Thanks be to God. Amen.